Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello there, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea on
Thursdays.
You're welcome for that, guys.
Everyone's wondering if Alvin and the Chipmunks have joined us today as our guest on the show.
Yes. It's actually
Theodore.
So.
I love Theodore. His little chunky cheeks and his little squishiness.
He's my favorite, too. Y'all, can we just say how thankful we are? I don't know why I just went country. but thankful we are for just the blessing of new podcast equipment.
Yes.
Because as you were doing something silly with that little box over there thing that me and Stephanie don't understand, I was just thankful for the woman in our lives that blessed us.
I know. And we shall not name her name because she didn't want to be recognized. No. But literally, we love her so much.
Literally.
And as we chuckle to Theodore in the corner.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That wasn't creepy at all.
Mm-mm. Nope.
It wasn't.
Felt a little weird, but it's fine.
You know who you are, and we are thankful for you.
That's right.
We are.
Praise him. So, of course, this is the Spill the Tea episode, and we have no clue tonight, guys, what we are talking about. Because you say, Jessica, why is it night? Because I might be listening to this in the morning. But for us, it is nighttime, and we don't podcast at night anymore.
No, we don't.
And we are having a brain fart.
Well, apparently we do podcast at night because we're doing it right now.
That's so true.
But we haven't done it in months.
This is very true.
So, we could not come up with a Spill the Tea episode.
We could not. So we said we were just going to jump right in. You know what? Yeah. I thought of something.
What did you think of?
We had a little Alvin and the Chipmunks situation at the beginning there, I thought, let's think back to childhood.
Okay.
When we loved cartoons on Saturday morning.
Fraggle Rock.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. That's a really funny word.
Fraggle. I like to fraggle a lot. Wow. Please, Lord, don't let fraggle mean something.
Bad. I don't know. I'm just going to go with it. Oh, we're going to say it's good. Goodness. We like to fraggle.
But yes, I did love Fraggle Rock. Fraggle Rock.
I don't remember that one. I mean, I remember the name, but I don't remember like what it was. Was it about dinosaurs?
Sure wasn't.
Okay. Shows you how much I remember. You know what I do remember, though? Speaking of Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like the old school cartoon version of one of those movies. Like I remember they were like on a treasure hunt and there were these like gemstones that they were trying to find. And I don't know why I remember that as a child. I just remember thinking that's fun that they found these colorful rocks, and Fraggle Rock reminded me of those rocks.
Oh,
so you're welcome for that.
Thanks for that interesting
kind of a
story.
Rabbit trail, but you Jenna? Know, I did love that movie. A whole lot. I liked Alvin and the Chipmunks.
We're so glad.
Yeah. We're so glad. I liked Care Bears.
Yes.
Pippi Longstocking.
I watched that.
I think I did watch that.
Pippi Longstocking. Hard time remembering. Into your town world. With
I don't know what song you're singing. What is that?
Pippi Longstocking.
I did watch Lamb Chops.
Lamb chops, play along where kids come to play along and fun things is all we ever do.
I don't remember that being the song for that show.
This is the song that never ends. Oh. Yes, it goes on and on, my friends.
Some people started singing and not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because.
Oh, that was beautiful.
I bet everyone has turned off their podcast right
now. They
might
have.
They're like, they have gone too far tonight.
They have gone a little too far. Can we talk about going too far?
Yeah.
Oh, not.
Okay, Steph. This seems like the wrong time to do it, but let's go. Hey, friend. We will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
Actually thinking of something tragic that happened when I was a child.
Oh.
So, do you remember when the Disney Channel would just come on periodically for people to see for free, and only those who could afford it would pay for it and have it all the time? And I remember we would get it free every so often, and this one time I was in the middle of watching, I don't know what it was, maybe it was the Mickey Mouse Club, I'm not sure. I was in the middle of watching a show, I was into it, getting into it, you know, it's about to come to a pivotal moment, quite possibly. I don't know, maybe it was Mother Hen, I'm not sure. Watching something as a kid, and it shut off. And it was because our free time had run out. Mm. And I remember running to my mother and father's room, because I'm sure it was a Saturday morning and everybody was sleeping, waking her up, distraught that the Disney Channel had gone away.
Stephanie, I do not know what you're talking about, and that never happened to me. But I am very sorry that that happened to you.
But my story doesn't end there.
Oh, please tell us.
There's a happy time to come. Okay, so as I am, I guess, sobbing and the tears are streaming down my face, my parents apparently felt for me and digged way deep into their pockets. And we got the Disney Channel.
Nice.
And there goes the confetti celebration. Whoop, whoop. Yes. Oh.
Speaking of being a child.
Yes.
I want you to name a moment in your life that when you were probably like, I don't know, 12 or younger, that just like sticks out of just being like such a cool moment in your life.
Mm-hmm. A cool moment.
Yeah, just something that like sticks out. Like that was a cool moment as a kid.
Okay, so when I was in elementary school, I used to go with my best friend to the skating rink. Ooh. And this happened quite often on the weekends. I think it was always Friday night.
Yeah.
And I remember just skating around to all those old 90s songs and loving every minute of it.
That's amazing.
That's a fun memory.
Yes. I agree with that. That would be, yeah, that's super fun.
You know, I couldn't think of anything. Yeah. But then Stephanie started to talk and it did bring back a memory.
Oh, kind of like Fraggle Rock did.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember
with your
what
colorful
Fraggle
rocks.
Rock was, but.
But you remembered rocks.
Yes, I did. Okay. But me and my brother, we used to get my mom to back her car out of the garage because, you know, the garage had like that slick concrete. You know what I'm talking about? So she would back her car out of the garage and my brother and me would pretend we were figure skaters because we used to watch figure skating on TV all the time with my mom.
Yeah.
So we would pretend while listening to Jock Jams. Please tell me y'all remember those CDs.
Oh, yes. Jock Jams. Yes.
Uh-huh. That's right. People out there. I said CDs.
Look
those,
it up.
Those don't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. So we would listen to Jock Jams, and I mean, we would get it. You know, like we'd be just going in circles. I would even try to do those like double axles or whatever they're called. And every now and then I would fall and hurt myself. But then we also used to ride the bikes up and down the driveway and up and down the whole neighborhood because, you know, back then it was actually safe to ride your bike in your neighborhood. So we did that a lot. We spent a lot of time outside and we did little pine straw forts down on the side of our house. Like we would rake the pine straw and make little walls with the pine straw and we would make rooms and houses, pretend they were houses. Did y'all ever do that?
I did it in the woods.
That's what I did. Yeah. It was in the woods. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what mine is. One of my memories, I have a lot of fun memories, but one was when we lived in Ashland City, which is right outside Nashville. We just had like the best neighborhood, like the neighborhood that you just watch on those old movies where all the kids were riding their bikes and you don't come in until the sun goes down kind of neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And it was all kids. So we would just meet down at the bottom of the hill and we would just have so much fun just playing and doing all kinds of things. And I don't know, I just loved, I wish that my kids could have had that in the neighborhood because we just did it. And we had parties together and my mom would do all kinds of parties at the house and different holidays. And we even got chicken pox together and we had an Easter egg hunt together. We all had chicken pox together. Well, just had an Easter egg hunt.
What happened to chicken pox? Squirrel. But what happened to chicken pox?
They got vaccines for it and now our kids just get molluscum instead.
So it doesn't exist anymore? Because I've been like waiting for the moment that my kids got chickenpox, and they've never gotten it.
I'm pretty sure your kids have been vaccinated because it's one of the required vaccinations.
But we were too, were we not?
Nope.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it shows you how much I know. Sometimes I wonder who's allowed me to be an adult.
Well, on that note, I know that all of you two people that are listening to this podcast,
if you're still listening,
everybody left.
You get a gold star.
DM us if you listen to this whole Spill the Tea episode, and we will, I don't know, give you a high five to there.
A virtual one.
Virtual one. But yes. Okay. We love you guys. Y'all are amazing. We hope that we didn't scare you away too bad. I don't know.
Go watch some Fraggle Rock.
Really don't, because I watched it with my kids about a year ago, and I was like, what the crap was I thinking? So, anyways.
Until don't next do it. Time.
Don't do it. Uh-huh. Don't watch Fraggle Rock.
And
bye. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.